This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How much would you be willing to pay for a medication that your body was in need of? Is there a limit on how much a wealthy person would pay for life-saving medication? Oftentimes, people are willing to go above and beyond just to get a very specific cure, medication for something, a source of healing, and even cures healing for psychological and emotional ailments. One of the most powerful ways to reconnect with the Quran and to increase its value in our hearts and lives is to recognize our need for it. The Quran, as Allah tells us, is the ultimate source of shifa, healing, and it is the ultimate source of guidance. And it is the legend through which we find and we attain true salvation by Allah's mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about this multiple times. In fact, one of the descriptions of the Quran is that it is a warning from your Lord, O humanity. It's a warning from your Lord. And then Allah says, وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is a healing, a cure for what is in the hearts. And it is also a guide and is also a rahmah for the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We send down the Quran as a healing and mercy for the believers. It's a cure for what is in the hearts. It's a healing for your spiritual heart. It's a guide and a light. The Quran is kalamullah, the speech of Allah to you and all of mankind. And it cures what is in the hearts. So it's a guidance for the spiritual heart, for those who seek guidance. It's a manual for salvation and success. It's a source of healing for all types of things that you are in need of. And it's also a psychological resilience in this fast-paced world of trials and tribulations. May Allah protect us. Knowing what we know about hardships in life and all the good in this world, knowing what we know about mental health and psychological coping mechanisms and fulfilling transcendence, it becomes obvious that the only reasonable thing for the believer to do is to connect with the powerful speech of Allah, al-shifa here, the guidance, al-huda. It is a source of true success. When you reconnect with the Quran, you start to have a psychological fortress, a shield for the heart and for the mind. May Allah protect us and grant us this shield. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us as well some supplications, some dua that include references to the Quran as a healing. So he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whoever's anxiety increases, let him say, and then there is the long dua, Allahumma inni abduk ibn abdik ibn amatik nasiyati biyadik madun fiya hukmuk. It's a long dua. But I want to get to the part of the dua that is related to this. And تَجْعَلَ الْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمَ رَبِيعَ قَلْبِي. To make the Qur'an the spring or the life of my heart and the light of my chest and a departure for my sorrow and a release for my anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the Qur'an a light for our hearts and a source of relief for all of us. There's a famous imam, Sheikh Yasir Dawsari, one of the imams of the Haram in Mecca. He talks about an incident that happened over 20 years ago that he never forgot. One day he was sitting in the masjid reciting the Quran to his sheikh when a man came and he looked incredibly disturbed, emotionally disturbed. The man walked up to the sheikh and said, I'm feeling disturbed and I need you to recite the Quran to me. The sheikh said, I'm with my student now, but why don't you go to the front of the masjid, pray two rak'ahs, and sit and recite the Quran. Continue reciting until I call for you. So the man walked to the front of the masjid, and the sheikh then had his student read for an extended session. For over maybe half an hour, they continued reading the Quran, and that man was doing what he was asked to do. When he finally called for the man, he returned with a face other than the one that he first arrived with. His attitude was very different. Now he looked more content. He looked more calm, tranquil. When the sheikh offered now to read with him the Quran, the man said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. I don't need it anymore. Think about the man's internal state, how he came and how he left. He said, I don't need it anymore. My mind is relieved and I feel better. The sheikh then said to him, I noticed and observed when you came in that your soul looked like it was starving. And that's why I told you to pray two rak'ahs and to read the Quran. Now, the one who's sharing this story, Sheikh Yasir, he never forgot this conversation, and he would mention it decades later. And The reality is, we take this from the story and all of our experiences, when we don't have a relationship with the Quran, we are going to be missing out on a nourishment for our souls. The Quran heals the body. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu, famous companion, he said one time with a group, they were on a journey. They came across an Arab tribe and they asked to host them. They refused to host them. They asked to host and they refused to host them. When they were leaving, they were approached and they were asked if they had anyone with them who was a raqi, a healer, because one of the members of their tribe had been bitten by a snake. They said they could, but because they refused to host them, they would not then have to pay them. So they ended up agreeing to basically to a whole flock of sheep as payment, which was very common back then. And Abu Sa'id is reporting this. He went with them and he started to recite Surah Al-Fatiha over the place in which there was an injury, the wound, the bite of the snake. So he started reciting the opening chapter of the Quran. He started reciting the Quran and eventually the man fully healed. Now, instead of distributing the sheep amongst themselves, this group, they agreed to wait until they got to the Prophet ﷺ and to tell him about what just happened. That Surah Al-Fatiha was recited on this man, and usually you recite and you blow three times, and you either blow into your hands and you wipe over something, or you blow right onto it and you wipe. Anyways, they get to the Prophet ﷺ, and he said, how do you know that it, Surah Al-Fatiha, is a healing? You've done the right thing. You've done the right thing. And then he said to them, divide what you have amongst you and assign as well a share for me with you. Now the share for the Prophet ﷺ has its purpose, meaning everything he receives, the Prophet ﷺ gives. Notice this, the fact that the Prophet assigned a share for himself, whether it's for himself or to distribute, makes everyone very comfortable to know that what they had just done was pure, it was halal, it was good. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, the famous scholar, he shared that one time he was sick at the Haram in Mecca, but he had no access to doctors, no medication, so he used to heal himself with Surah Al-Fatiha. I mean, he used to recite it and to seek Allah's healing through it. And he used to find incredible effects, and he would tell others to do the same. When you encounter difficulties, sadness, pain, suffering, turn to the Quran for healing, to dua as well, and find strength and resolve through the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this, of course, as a disclaimer, does not mean you don't also utilize the medicine and the medical knowledge that we have. Rather, utilize both. When you're going through a hardship, turn to the Quran. You can put your hands together, for example, read Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha or Ayatul Kursi, any surah you want of the Quran. But those are the ones that are specified. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Blow into your hands and wipe over the body or the place in which there is maybe an ailment. And when you reflect on the hardships, the world's ailments today, all over the world and locally as well, turn to the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and establish that framework of internal, psychological, emotional, and yes, even physical healing through the Quran, while taking benefit from the things that we have around us that are permissible. Here's my question to you. How do you feel when you recite the Quran? And did you ever feel, or do you currently feel, its healing effect?